Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 8 of In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans, Words That Awaken the Soul. I am so excited to share with you. This may be a short podcast tonight, just because I'm kind of feeling those short podcast vibes. I don't really know why exactly. I just kind of feel like sharing a story and letting you guys participate in the magic that is the universe and the magic that is serendipity and the magic that is just being led by the soul nudges and what it actually means to step boldly, but then confidently and with ease into your gifts. That's something that I'm really excited and really passionate about right now. And a couple things that I wanted to share with the incredible you that is listening right now is one thing that I haven't really totally fully mentioned. I know I touched on it in my last podcast, but I kind of like weekly touched on it because I was just like beating around the bush and not really like going full in on it. And something that I'm, you know, working on in the sense of like sharing my gifts, sharing what I'm good at, sharing what's going on in my life. And one of those things is as I said before, I've gotten into editing in a way that is really intuitive, in a way that is really soulful. And I almost call it like spiritual editing. And the reason why I call it spiritual editing is because I'm weaving with you in your words, and I'm not taking away from your words. I'm not like replacing them with mine or anything like that, because I want your words to carry as much weight and as much power and intention as you want them to have. But sometimes we get these like funny blocks when we're writing a story, when we go to sit down and write a book, that can feel very daunting. And I'm just very gifted at simplifying the process, at asking some like killer questions that are so in tune, so in alignment, so in flow with like where you want to be going with your book, that I'm just like, all right, this is awesome. This is great. I want to do this for more spiritual people. I want to do this for more thought leaders. I want to do this for more personal development coaches/light workers, and really helping you solidify yourself in your story, go deep into what it is you're actually trying to say and not just say the fluffy stuff that so many people are saying, and get really raw, real, personal, and intimate with your words. So that's something I'm really great at. So that is the service I'm offering, and I'm sharing it in the beginning, not at the end, because it's important, because it matters. So lead with your heart, lead with your soul, lead with your passion. That is a lesson we can all participate in, and put it out there. Let people know what you're up to. I put it on Facebook. I did an Instagram story. I'm going to do an Instagram post. I'm going to email my beautiful community. I'm going to let people know, like, this is what I'm up to. This is what I'm doing. You want to participate in it? Please let me know, because I'm happy to share the gifts. So that's super cool. And if that speaks to you and you're like, yeah, Cassie, I want you to edit my book. If your book is done, awesome. We can start there. If your book isn't done and that's not at all what I meant to say. If your book isn't done and you want a guide to help you through the process, and you actually want someone to hold you accountable to make sure you're getting your words in, and you want to know how many words you should be writing today and how long it'll take you to finish your book, and you're curious about all of that good stuff, send me a message, hello@cassiejeans.com. A lot of you guys know me. You know me like on Messenger and on Instagram. Send me a message and we can connect. And if we're not like connected socially that way and you're just tuning into the podcast, first of all, thank you. Second of all, hello@cassiejeans.com, and you can get the scoop on what it means to be edited by me. All right, so let's dive into a really fun story. I actually don't have words for you tonight in the sense of a post or anything like that, because I had an incredible experience on the weekend that I have to share, because it was so cool. It was just like just divine, and I felt like it was a gift for me. And because it really touched my heart and touched my soul, I was like, I'm going to just record this in a podcast. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm not going to worry about that. And I'm just going to share it, because it's a beautiful story of really just following your intuition. And there's no names that are going to be mentioned in this podcast, because I have not, you know, asked for permission to share the story. At the same time, I know that it's totally okay to share, because I'm not mentioning names and because the story is a gift. So I'm excited for that. So if you just want to like come into your center with me so that you can fully participate in the transfer of energy that I do want to pass on to all the beautiful listeners listening today, tonight, tomorrow. And if you just want to calm yourself and just bring some breath into your body, I believe so firmly in the power of intention and doing things with a purpose. So if you're tuning in now, let's bring some purpose and intention to the tune, to the voice, to the inflections, to the rhythms of the story so that we can fully participate in what is happening here now. All right. So I went to my first ever Utopia boat party, Soul Movement. I believe that's what it's called, Soul Movement Boat Party in Toronto. I'm from a small town and I actually sign up for stuff and then I don't go because I get freaked out by actually having to go outside of my comfort zone. True story. And when I messaged my good friend, Miranda, she's cool with the story because she's like, we're soul sisters. And like, I know she's not going to be like, what? Because the story actually doesn't necessarily pertain to her other than the fact that she like held space for me and allowed me to show up and come to the party. And I didn't know it was like an overnight thing. The boat wasn't overnight, but we were like staying overnight in the city. And like the mom in me was like, alarm bells going off, like, you can't leave the kids. Like, you can't do that. And that kind of stuff. It's like, Cass, like, you don't often leave them. It's okay. They're going to be fine. Don't worry. Like, nothing's going to happen. And so, you know, managing those thoughts from the very beginning and the unexpectedness of like, yeah, we're going to stay overnight in the city. And I didn't have to, but I was like, why don't I pick the thing that actually pushes me the most outside of my comfort zone and that releases my control? Because one, I wasn't going to be driving. Two, I was going on a boat. The thing about a boat is that you go on the boat. You cannot get off the boat unless you want to jump into the water or take a mini boat to get off of the big boat. It was like a ship. Like, it was a big boat. So it was like a ship, so not a boat. My dad actually was like all over me. He's like, it's not a boat, Cassie. It's like a galley. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's like a pirate ship. And he's like, no. And then everybody at the table laughed and that was family dinner. But it was a largish ship. Not, I'm going to say not huge, but it was a great size ship. And again, you go on a ship, like you're committed to being on that ship. You cannot get off it unless the reasons that I mentioned above, or, you know, it crashes, which it did not do. Thank the heavens above. And so there was a lot of things about this like trip into the city. This is how my mind works. So you guys are getting a total, like, you know, decompartmentalization of what the thought processes are actually happening of when I'm asked to do something. It's crazy. It's wacky. I know, I get it. But I bought these tickets months ago and I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. That's the Gemini me. Like, yeah, sure. Let's do it. That'll be awesome. And then as it like creeps in closer, depending on how I'm feeling, it's like, oh, do I really want to do that? And I didn't in my mind, but my heart and my soul were like, Cassie, you love to dance. I was like, you're right, I do love to dance. And they're like, Cassie, you love to meet new people. It's like, oh my gosh, you're right, I do love to meet new people. And it was like, Cassie, go for the experience. And I was like, oh, I get what you're saying. Go for the experience. Why? Because we are here to experience life. Living, dancing, flowing, movement, joy, bliss, anger, frustration, all of it. Here to experience it. Anxiety, fear, overcoming fear, moving with fear, dancing with fear. All right. So I said yes. He said yes. I was able to arrange childcare, was able to, you know, have happy children when I left, was able to get into a car with one other woman I know, another woman I didn't know, and was able to have like a blast driving to the city. Awesome. Great. Hotel. Beautiful. Weston Harbor. Like, just lovely, you know, decadent, beautiful, gorgeous. And we go to the boat. Now, the food they had there was amazing. I ate eight spring rolls because they were so good and I love spring rolls. So I was in my bliss there and that kind of stuff, and had already been dancing. If you want to check them out, oh, they're not in my Instagram stories anymore, but I was like just having so much fun. And this was like a non-alcohol party too. So like no substance, needed, no substance required, and really safe environment. Super cool. Anyway, dancing, jumping, like the whole bit, like I really do adore dancing. And I'm also at this like kind of like funny, funky stage in my life where like 10:30 rolls around and if I'm just not feeling it anymore, I'm like out, and I don't feel bad about that or anything. Like, I feel like I have to stay out to a certain time in order to have a good time. But this boat wasn't docking until 12:30. So So that was cool. You know, I had done some dancing, and that was on the upper deck. The lower deck had like these really cool like treatments, like Reiki and like some crystals and some Thai massage and some pumpkin seed, and then you could purchase more food, which is why I purchased like more spring rolls, and it was great. So below deck, we are in this like lovely little spot. We're just leaning up against the wall and just relaxing, just chilling. And, you know, I'm like checking my phone, looking at the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I wasn't on a boat, I would totally leave right now. But it's like, I'm on the boat and I know I'm not going anywhere. I know I have to stay there. And where I'm sitting there, and this beautiful new woman that I had met, Becky, this little boy, like she, earlier in the night, she'd got her face painted with this lovely symbol on her forehead. And this little boy goes towards like the bathroom. We're sitting close to the bathroom, and he looks at Becky, and I don't know what he said, but he's like, dragon or something like that. And he points to like his forehead, and he's like 8, 9 years old. Such a cute, adorable child. And Becky's like, yeah, dragon. And he's like, shakes her hand, gives her a name. She shakes his hand, gives her his name. And then he brings his hand into prayer, bows, and goes to the bathroom. And all of us, like, we're sitting there, Tanya, Miranda, Becky, and I, we're all sitting there going like, whoa, like moon child, star child, just like this gift of a human being on the planet. And we just met him, and just in awe. Like, and I was so in awe of his actions and his mannerism and everything. I was just like, you were such a rad little kid. So he comes out of the bathroom, goes and sits down, and I don't actually look to go to see where he sits down, but he goes to sit down, and, you know, we kind of continue on, and then Becky watches, she looks over, and she watches where he sits, and he sits next to this woman who's his mom, and Becky's, like, looking at her, and she's like, she doesn't look well. I look over, I'm like, oh, gosh, yeah, she doesn't look well at all, and, you know, Becky's got some essential oils. She wants to give her some peppermint to help her, because maybe she's seasick, right? Goes over. She's like incoherent. Like, she's like actually not really like audibly speaking or communicating back. She's pale. She's sweating. And she doesn't look well. And her little son is just like cocooned right next to her. So, you know, the mom and me and pretty well every single one of us are like, okay, something's wrong. I go up to the captain of the ship, galley, whatever it's called. And I'm like, you know, there's a woman downstairs. She needs some attention. We gotta check her out. So they go downstairs. Long story short, you know, she's ill. She's quite seasick. It's not great. And she, you know, she needs some help. And her little sweet boy is like the same age as my son. And this is the gift, okay? So this is why you follow the nudges. This is why you do this stuff. This is why you say the yes, even when your mind and the anxiety says no. You say the yes because your soul and your heart say yes with you, and they just give you that little nudge. I'm so grateful I said yes for the pure reason of getting to meet this little boy, and because he confirmed so much in my soul about the beauty of humanity. Okay, so just keep on listening, keep tuning in, because there's something really beautiful here for all of us. And we're talking, and I'm chatting away with him, asking him the questions, doing the mom thing, keeping him not distracted from what's going on, because I think it's okay for children to be present. But at the same time, you know, I know my children, and for a mom, if she knows that her child is taken care of or is not in need of her at that moment, then she can be much more at ease in her healing. So that mom needed space. She needed me to hold just that container for her son for just a little while until she could start to feel better and get some help and get some care and get some attention and some healing, right? So her partner friend was there. He was there. He was present with her. He was meditating with her. He was making sure she could lie down if needed, getting water. Same with the captain. And there was a nurse, you know, who's there. And you know, it's this real clear truth of, please go to where you are needed. Please go to where you can serve. I have no medical background. my position within that situation was not there to be a nurse. It was not there to be the captain of the ship. It was not there to make decisions over what the best thing to do for that woman was. It was not there to be the partner to the woman who was in pain or in injury or anything like that. My position there was to be the mom. I could wrap myself in that completely. And this is something that a lot of empaths have to create boundaries around, because we feel so much and we take in so much, yet we entitle ourselves to the responsibility of it all, which is exhausting. So if that's something that's going on in your life right now, where are you spreading yourself too thin? And more specifically, where are you spreading your gifts too thin? Right? So just pause in that for a moment, you know, take some time to just let that one sink in. And when you really think about it, are you wrapping yourself in where you can really serve 100% wholeheartedly with all the fibers of your being? Or are you spreading it thin, hoping that you can do a lot with it? The goal isn't to do a lot with it. The goal is to fuel the gifts. So that night, you know, being there, I knew I could hang out with the boy. I knew I could do something for him. So I gave all my energy, all my attention to him. And I let the others who had the giftings in the other areas do what they were gifted in doing. And that was the rhythm and the dance that was going to go for the next hour and a half to 2 hours. I learned how to play Pokemon. That was awesome. That was great. I got my butt whooped because I still to this day don't entirely understand what the heck you're supposed to do with those Pokemon cards. But it was wonderful to sit and enjoy that experience. I was able to speak light language with this young little boy. And the reason why I did that, you know, is in those moments of worry, prayer is really powerful, intention is really powerful, meditation is really powerful. We often go quickly to a resource as opposed to going to within. So this is something when you are in a situation where you're feeling overwhelmed, where you're feeling fearful, instead of going to your phone to Google something, to check in on it, go within. Go within, ask yourself within. And that's what prayer and intention is. That's what part of its component is, to allow yourself to check in with yourself. It's a beautiful resource that we all have access to. So use it in its abundance. And the reason why that this is so incredible that I was able to do this with this young boy is, you know, I speak it with my children. We have these wonderful sessions. My daughter every night asks for it, every single night. Mommy, speak to me in our secret language. That's what she calls it. And I do. And it just, I don't, and she always says, what does it mean, Mommy? What did you say? And often there's this like little message, you know, there's this little thing. And sometimes tonight there was tears afterwards for her, you know, whatever that message meant to her and that kind of stuff. And more often than not, it's just this radiance of joy. So when it came to this little dude that I adore and actually genuinely miss, he was getting a little worried, you know, Mommy was, you know, still not feeling very well. And he was getting worried we played and we sat and I asked him tons of questions. We talked about so many things and he was so enlightened. You know, he himself does energy work as well. His mom does energy work. He does energy work and he can, you know, clear people's energy. And I say, do you tell your friends at school, you know, that you do this? He says, no, they're not ready yet. And just these types of responses from that age is just, you just want to kind of soak in that moment and kind of sit there and just kind of be like, wow, like you're in tune. That's so cool. And hence, because of the conversation, I knew that there was this bit of permission to be able to say, hey, can I pray with you? And he's like, yeah. You know, we'll pray for Mommy, okay? You know, we'll pray for Mommy. And I asked him, you know, do you pray to God? Like, who do you? And he kind of like puzzledly kind of looked at me, and not in the sense of I don't think that he understood what I was saying, just more so like, you know, not really clear on what I was asking. So I said, okay, I've got it. And I just followed the soul nudge, and the soul nudge was like, you know, just speak to him and it'll be fine. So I start speaking in light language to him, and he looks at me in recognition, not in surprise. He goes, he like looks at me and he starts speaking it with me. And I was like, whoa, this is so cool. Like, it was just one of those moments where you're like, I am in flow with my gifts. When I am in flow with my gifts, I give permission for others to flow into theirs. Not because it's me giving them permission, but because I gave myself permission to do so. So then others rise up and join in on the fun, join in on the festivity, join in on the flow. So freaking cool. Like, that moment alone was something that I will never forget, was something that, again, encourages me to continue to trust in the message that is in my heart and in my soul, and to not be afraid of what anyone's going to think, like, ever. Because I'm sorry, but there's just no more room for that. We've been there. We've done that. We've thought to the nth degree of what somebody could possibly think of us. And it really actually doesn't ever get you anywhere except removes you further away from what you truly want, desire, long for, know is possible. So that is just, it's just not, oh, it's not necessary. We don't have to do that anymore. So that moment alone, that gift alone, and there was other things that happened throughout the night that, you know, that just to be able to hold his hand, to be able to take care, to make sure that he got into his car with his mom and his friend, okay, like all of these things, like they are simple, yeah, but oh my goodness, was I, and I'm still filled with this beautiful resonance ever since that beautiful meeting and encounter with this moon child of a boy who allowed me to be present with him. And I'm the one who's thankful to have gotten that opportunity. I'm the one who, I'm so glad at 10:30 I was done, you know? And I'm so glad that Becky went over and checked on them. I'm so glad that, you know, he was there. I'm glad I said yes, because all of this like beautiful magic got to happen all throughout the night. And it's just something, it's something that it happens. It's okay to believe in the miracles. It's okay to expect to receive them. It's okay to talk about them. It's okay to be a little out there. It's okay to share your perspective and not know if it's going to be received or not, and to actually not give like too much like worry about whether it is received or not. Because when you share your perspective, when you're open and able to receive and also to give, then that becomes less fearful, because you're no longer trying to convince anybody to be in flow with you or to believe the same as you or to be in alignment with you. You're really looking just to speak your truth, see, you know, the way in which it lands. And if you are open and again, able to receive and give, you'll be able to take in information and almost like filter it through your soul, filter it through the wisdom within. And for you yourself, you're going to be able to decide what is going to resonate here. What am I going to shift my perspective on? If I'm given information that my soul goes, oh, there's a little extra layer to that that we didn't think about before, the ego is going to try to be like, no, we cannot change or budge on this. We cannot change. We have got to stay the course. This has got to be like this, because if we change, we don't really know what's like on the other side of that new thought, what's on the other side of that new experience, what's on the other side of that new opportunity. We don't know. So the ego goes, let's just keep that in check. You know, that could be a possibility, but out of fear, we're going to back out. You know, we're not going to keep on exploring. But the soul goes, no, just wait. If you would just like slow down, if you would just listen with your heart and open up and be able to receive, you've got this filter, you've got this boundary. Trust me, it's okay to take that information in, and you get to decide whether you apply it to your life or not. That is applicable to any coach you have in your life, any minister you have in your life, any spiritual leader you have in your life, any parent you have in your life, any guide, any mentor, any Akashic record reader, anybody that, any clairvoyant, anybody that you have in your life that you go to seek counsel from, you get to have a boundary and a filter on your own soul and your own spirit, on your own mind, on your own heart. And it comes through there first before you have to receive all of it. all of it doesn't have to be truth. And that is not to mean that there isn't truth in whatever is being received. It's meant to allow you to tap into the gifts within, the wisdom within, the innate intuition and the instinct within the fibers and the cells of your being, because we all have access to this. And when we can tune into this, it is so much more fluid. The yeses and the noes become less about guilt and more about passion and pleasure and purpose and intention. And that is a powerful place to be making decisions from, right? You feel me? So this whole experience birthed all of this. You know, the yes to the yes to the yes to the yes birthed all of this really cool new experience for me on a really deep level that I know is going to continue to unravel. I don't forget this kind of stuff because it leaves an imprint on my soul and it gives me hope for humanity, not because I believe humanity is hopeless, but because with all the stuff that really does get pushed onto us, that one child alone, meeting him, seeing the light so powerfully resonating in him, is something that will be there when I am not physically. Does that make sense? And that is why spending time with children and looking at them as if they are our teachers and our guides, and we get to participate in the growth of their becoming, of their journey, is one of the greatest gifts in the world. And you do not have to be a mother in the traditional sense to be able to have access to that. There are many opportunities to explore that, and I really encourage you to do so. So that is my story. And thank you so much for spending some time with me here. Again, if you are interested in any sort of writing development and you really want to get into your words a little bit more and into your passion, into your purpose, send me a message because I'm a really good holder of space. I'm kind, but I'm firm. I can feel what's going on and I'm not afraid to say it. And in that, you have the opportunity to test your own intuition. And I encourage every single person listening right now to create opportunities for that. I love you. I wish you peace, joy, and abundance. Subscribe, share, leave a review, please, if this is speaking to you. And if you do leave a review, let me know because I would love to be able to say thank you. You can always reach out to me at hello@cassiejeans.com. Go check out my blog, cassiejeans.com/blog. Be watching for all the really cool things that are up and coming, and be incredibly blessed today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, noon, mid-noon. Okay, love you. Peace, joy, abundance. You've been listening to In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans. See you guys.